Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we are joined by a financial analyst from Spreadex. Goes by the name of Connor Campbell. How are you today, Connor?
Very good, thank you.
Right, lots on the agenda, even though we're trying to wind down for Christmas. We're not allowed to because the markets are just too interesting. What's the first thing you're looking at?
We're looking at cable, you know, big week for cable. You know, it's the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday. Finally, you know, a year on from the last rate hike, should be ready to increase interest rates yet again. This is such a known entity that it does appear that the market is fully priced in. You know, the Dow Jones, which, say, this time last year was, you know, incredibly jittery whenever there was any piece of data hinting that the Federal Reserve could hike rates, has been completely not bothered at all by this impending rate hike. You know, it's at all-time highs and looks like it'll probably cross the 20,000 mark before the end of the year. In terms of cable, you know, the pound took a bit back off the dollar yesterday. That does just leave it room to, you know, fall back below 126. I think the reaction on, you know, on Wednesday and then Thursday morning, I think, will be more based on what kind of tone the Federal Reserve sets looking into 2017, and, you know, how many potential rate hikes during that year the market seems to think the Fed will provide. Because it does see, obviously, on the other side of that, if the Fed doesn't hike rates on Wednesday, I think the market will go bananas, because that will be such a shock. Like, I can't really fathom that happening, because it would be such a reversal of the position we've seen over the last, you know, 6 weeks or so. So I do think any reaction is going to be based on the sort of the outlook for 2017 rather than what it actually does on Wednesday. You've also got the Bank of England rate vote on Thursday. They're unlikely to do anything, but again, any movement around that will likely be centred on its, you know, what it's sort of the tone in the central bank is looking into 2017. You've also got US inflation on Thursday. That's expected to dip month on month from 0.4% to 0.2%, but that might not have too much of an effect on cable. From our clients' perspective, they've been quite aggressively selling it when it was rising towards, you know, 1.265. I think they are looking for it to take some kind of dip lower in the aftermath of the Federal Reserve decision. How far that dip is, I'm not quite sure, if it just, you know, tucks back under 1.26, or is it or if it falls any further.
Okay, let's go on to the next market. FTSE 100, rather frustrating.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of been, it was teasing 7,000 towards the end of last week. You know, it's taken a dip back below 6,900 this start of this week. You know, our clients really haven't been a fan of the FTSE 100 for the last, I'd say, 2 months or even longer. Whenever it's crept towards that, you know, 6,900, 7,000 mark, they've been selling. It's been a bit more mixed this week around that 6,900 mark, but they are still sort of looking for it to dip a bit lower. You've got a jobs report on Wednesday. That's not really expected to bring much. I think wage growth and the unemployment rate are expected unchanged at 2.3% and 4.8% respectively. Jobless claims, any big movement in that might be the key, because that's the most recent figure. And there was, you know, quite a big jump in the last month's figures, I think up to just shy of 10,000, you know, new people claiming benefits. Retail sales on Thursday, that's actually expected to see quite a dramatic drop from 1.9% to 0.2% month on month. Obviously, that has the, you know, that can be quite inaccurate sort of predictions from the, exactly. However, if it is that 0.2%, that's quite poor given that it's covering, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You'd expect those figures to be quite higher. So that might suggest that comparatively, British consumers weren't quite as enthusiastic as they were this time last year. So like I said, from our clients' perspective, selling around that 6,900 mark.
Okay, let's move along to the stocks and surprising recovery here.
Yeah, no, Dixon's Carphone, it from a financial perspective, it is doing very, very well. I think in its its first quarter figures earlier in the year, it saw a 9% rise in overall revenue. That was thanks to a 4% rise in like-for-likes in the UK and Ireland, and then a massive 13% rise in comparable sales in Europe, because it has quite a, you know, robust presence in Greece. You know, as you can see, it's fallen just shy of 28% throughout the year. Most of that decline, however, seems to have come, you know, first half of the year and including the Brexit. It's in a position to do well going forwards. It, you know, how long it's going to take to, you know, crawl back towards £4, I'm not sure. It's half-year figures of this Wednesday. I think analysts are expecting a 7% rise in overall sales to 4.7 billion, 25% rise in in earnings before tax and interest to 169 million. You know, they're really healthy figures. Our clients are well on board with the stock buying around the 350, 360 mark, looking for it to fall, you know, at some point hit that £4 mark in the, you know, 2017.
Okay, next company, Centrica.
Centrica, you know, this chart doesn't quite show it, but it's been overall a fairly flat year for Central Group. So the energy stocks have been seen as a, you know, bit of a safe haven, you know, in the aftermath of the Brexit. That's where you can see that huge climb in the aftermath of the referendum result. Centrica, however, its own sort of financial situation isn't great. I think it saw a quite a big, I think 14% drop in adjusted earnings during its half-year figures. That was thanks to lower commodity prices and extreme warm weather in North America. It also saw a 3% fall in its British gas customer base, you know, that it claimed because of a competitive environment. Again, not really great from any way you look at it. Since then, in October, it got spooked by sort of Theresa May criticising the bigger players in the energy sector. Then seen sort of a, you know, a rally since November as GB Energy, you know, collapsed. That sort of potentially frees up a few more customers for Centrica to nab and try and make up that loss in the British gas, you know, division. From our clients' perspective, they're buying around that 215 mark. I think its report, its sort of update this week, it needs to reassure investors that it's not continuing to hemorrhage customers for British gas, and that it's seen some kind of improvement in its, you know, energy sector, you know, energy arm, sorry.
Okay, let's finish off with Trinity Mirror.
Trinity Mirror, you know, it's fallen 46.7% this year. That's hardly surprising for a company quite so dependent on its print media arm. I think its half years back in August, they were actually okay. I think it saw a 42% increase in its half-year pre-tax profit. That was largely thanks to the acquisition of Local World back in October last year. Local World, you know, covering, I think, 83 different regional newspapers. It also saw a 14.4% increase in digital sales and a 19% increase in monthly page views. All very healthy figures. That's the kind of direction it should be moving in. However, it did see a 10.3% fall in print revenue. Cut to September, its sort of latest update, it saw a 21% fall in print advertising revenue. So that arm is a particular worry, and I'm not sure if it's moving away from that arm towards the digital sector quite fast enough for investors' tastes. I think this time around, I think it reports on Friday. Again, it really needs to show that its print division hasn't been falling as fast as it was in the third quarter. You know, that 21% across the third quarter. If it's fallen that fast across the fourth quarter, I think investors aren't going to be happy. You know, it fell to 75p earlier in the year. So even though it's not too far above that, our clients are still selling around the 90p, 85p mark. I think they aren't looking for a particularly sparkling report on Friday.
Connor Campbell, financial analyst at Spreadex, thank you very much for coming in today.